This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Haffel. The number of people who traveled to Colorado for abortion care shot up 125% last year. According to the state health department, there were 13 people from Oklahoma who came to Colorado for abortion care in 2021. In 2022, it was 188. Jack Teeters with Planned Parenthood of the Rockies.
We see patients who have driven 1,000 miles one way and often do it right in one go, access their care, and then drive straight back.
Most out-of-state patients came from Texas. Last year, more than 2,200 people came from the Lone Star State, compared to only 400 the year before. Colorado doctor and Congresswoman Yadira Caraveo joined Democratic leaders today to discuss abortion rights and how limiting access affects women across the country. Caraveo called on Congress to reinstate the rights afforded by Roe.
Because women across the country deserve the right over their own bodies, the choice about when or if to have a family, to control their own livelihood, and the basic assurance that they are protected equally.
One of the first bills from the Republican-controlled House passed this year could impose criminal penalties on doctors who perform abortions. That bill is not expected to be taken up by the Senate. A court-martial of a cadet for sexual abuse allegations at the U.S. Air Force Academy has ended in a conviction and sentencing. Justin Cootie was found guilty of 2 counts of sexual assault. He was acquitted of other charges, including a 3rd count of sexual assault. Cootie was sentenced to 5 years in jail and dismissed from the Air Force. This is CPR News at 7:06.